Breaking Free: AI and the End of Work as Our Identity. Summary: the text discusses society's deep-rooted belief that our worth is tied to our jobs. Younger generations challenge this, prioritizing balance and rejecting meaningless work. AI's rise could prompt a shift towards valuing creativity, relationships, and mental health over traditional career success, potentially leading to a more fulfilling post-work era. Full article. I was scrolling through YouTube the other day when a video popped up about the impending AI apocalypse. People were panicking that robots stealing their jobs would render their lives utterly meaningless. As the commenters fretted over existential voids, my girlfriend's little sister, a quintessential Gen Alpha kid glued to her iPad, piped up, "It's weird how old people are basically just their jobs." I rolled my eyes at first, channeling my inner grandpa yelling, "Get off my lawn." But as her words marinated, I realized she had nailed a profound truth. We've been brainwashed into believing our work defines us, and perhaps AI's disruption could finally snap us out of it. This isn't hyperbole. Society has long conditioned us to tie our self-worth to our utility in the workforce. From childhood, we're asked, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" as if our future essence boils down to a job title. By adulthood, introductions revolve around, "What do you do?" rather than, "Who are you?" This enmeshment, where career becomes our whole identity, blurs boundaries and leaves us vulnerable to burnout and despair when jobs falter. We prioritize prestige over pay, chasing titles that sound impressive at cocktail parties while ignoring soul-crushing commutes or meager benefits. Why? Because we've internalized the myth that productivity equals purpose. Even well-intentioned folks embed these judgments in companies, perpetuating a cycle where standing out means overworking, not innovating. The roots of this brainwashing run deep, woven into cultural narratives that glorify the hustle. We're told work is freedom, security, and success, echoing propaganda that keeps us chained to desks. But as Christensen et al. Argued, many jobs are bulls, pointless tasks that exist to keep us occupied, not fulfilled. Polls show up to 37% of people believe their roles are useless, yet we cling to them like lifelines. This delusion peaks in fears surrounding AI. Headlines scream about automation creating a useless class where humans, stripped of jobs, descend into purposelessness. Historian Yuval Noah Harari warns that as AI handles tasks, masses will become unemployable, fueling existential dread. A New York Times piece questions if AI will kill meaningless jobs, implying we'd be lost without even drudgery. Reddit threads echo this. Life will be meaningless without jobs, as if employment alone grants significance. But here's where my young critic shines. Gen Alpha and their Gen Z siblings see through this facade. Unlike boomers or Gen X, who equated hard work with moral virtue, younger cohorts prioritize balance over burnout. Deloitte's 2025 survey reveals only 6% of Gen Zs aim for leadership. Most crave work-life harmony and purpose beyond paychecks. They demand flexibility, 73% want remote options, and reject meaningless toil, even if lucrative. Gen Alpha, born into AI fluency, views tech not as a thief but a tool, interacting with it intuitively while older folks fret. Their strategic laziness, quiet quitting, side hustles, or gig work, isn't apathy. It's rebellion against outdated norms. They fear AI less because their identities aren't job-bound. They value mental health, creativity, and relationships. Perhaps AI's job takeover is a gift in disguise. By automating the mundane, it forces a reckoning. Who are we without our roles? Imagine a world where universal basic income lets us pursue passions like art, volunteering, and family without financial fear. The pandemic already exposed job meaninglessness. AI could amplify that, pushing us toward fulfillment outside offices. As one thinker posits, in a post-work era, we'd rediscover humanity's essence: connection, curiosity, play. Critics call this utopian, fearing idleness breeds chaos. But history shows leisure sparks innovation. Think Renaissance patrons or Silicon Valley sabbaticals. The real danger is clinging to a system that defines us by output, not inherent worth. Younger generations get it. We're more than cogs. AI might just help the rest of us remember that, too.